I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Peter Berkowitz. We're reflecting on events of these last years, the first and Trump administration, and the then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's concern that the Declaration of Human Rights be practiced uniformly, especially when it comes to foreign policy. Peter, there's that warning about and foreign entanglements. There's also that warning, I think it was John Quincy Adams, who said, don't go looking for monsters, but I'm not sure about that.
Yes, that's right.
And those are good warnings.
Those are good warnings, but keep in mind that John Quincy Adams' warnings, President George Washington's and President Thomas Jefferson's warning about permanent alliances, about entangling alliances, all that came from a very different era. We, just as much as Washington, Jefferson, and Adams, wanted to protect American freedom. But in a world made vastly smaller and much more interconnected as a result of successive revolutions in technology and telecommunications and transportation, we can't look away from the massive violations of human rights. And we can't, or at least we shouldn't, relate in the same way to the countries that repudiate our principles as we do to countries that seek, however imperfectly, to live in accordance with our principles.
There's always that conflict between those who want to enforce common sense, you know, do not slaughter your citizens randomly. And it happens so frequently, I feel like I don't have to identify the country. And the intention of the United States to do business with the world, to trade with the world, to have conversation with the world, that's a conflict that has never been resolved, to my amateur observation.
And it may never be resolved. And we are now entangled in an excruciatingly complex version of it with the People's Republic of China, because China is not only our, depending on how you measure and across what dimensions, our number one, number two, or number three trading partner. It's so for all the other, for the other G7 countries and for the other G20 countries. So there is no easy decoupling from China. There is no way not to do business with China, but there are ways to reduce our entanglement with China, and there are ways to make visible to our own population and to peoples around the world that we condemn when one government invades the rights of its citizens, to say nothing of attempting to destroy the culture and the civilization of groups of its citizens. We have a variety of tools in the diplomatic toolbox, and we need to learn to use them more effectively.
These years later, reflecting on your time on the commission, what did you learn personally, Peter?
I learned the challenges of working together and gaining unanimity, even among people that you like a lot and largely do agree with. And we learned that the principles of the American Declaration of Independence still have purchase around the world, because the world's largest independent Muslim organization, Nahdlatul Ulama, with around 100 million followers in Indonesia, wrote to us shortly after the report was published. They wrote on behalf of their leader, the leader of the organization, in order to inform us that the account of America's founding principles to which we gave expression reflected their own understanding of the place of rights in domestic politics and international affairs. And in fact, our report prompted from them, Nahdlatul Ulama, an invitation to Secretary Pompeo to present the report to NU in Jakarta, which Secretary Pompeo did in October 2020.
And finally, Peter, have you settled on the difference between unalienable and inalienable?
Well, yes, you guys say settled. It's always been my view that inalienable is somewhat more elegant. However, for whatever reason, Thomas Jefferson settled on unalienable. There it is in the document, and therefore Unalienable is the name of our commission and the form of rights to which I refer.
Oh, sometimes people blame it on Franklin, you know. That's all right.
Yeah, understood.
Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution on Once Upon a Time, Unalienable Rights. I'm John Batchelor.